Welcome to This Day in History. My name is Rory St. John and this is WHRW Binghamton. Back on September 9th, 1971, prisoners riot and seize control of maximum security Attica Correctional Facility near Buffalo, New York. Later that day, state police retook most of the prison, but 1,281 convicts occupied an exercise field called D Yard, where they held 39 prison guards and employees hostage for 4 days.
Hey, Bubba! What's up, James?
You know what I really hate about this prison?
The prison food!
Yeah, there's so much fat in this food, I can't take it. It's so greasy.
I know, I bet you it's trans fats, too. It's horrible. They're trying to kill us.
Full of saturated fats and... Oh, God, it's disgusting.
Now, Bubba, James, you two stop your complaining and get back to eating your food.
I'm not even hungry.
Hey,
eat
fellas.
That food.
Hey, fellas.
Yeah?
You know who's responsible for the food around here?
Sodexo.
That's right. Edgar Sodexo, the guard that was just yelling at you. Let's get him, and then let's get all the rest of them.
Yeah, at him. Pow, pow, pow.
Jackless!
Mumble, mumble, riot. Okay, now we're in control. I declare no fats in any of the foods here.
Well, just a bit.
No, none. Ha ha.
But fats are an important part of your diet.
They are?
Yes.
I've learned a lesson here. Okay, some fats, but no saturated or trans ones. Because I'm transphobic, and that person over there should... have no gender reassignment therapy at all.
When they did take back Attica Correctional Facility, they did listen to the lesson that the inmates learned, and while they did serve a little bit of fat, because it is important to the diet, they tried to avoid saturated and trans fats, as they are unhealthy for you. This is This Day in History on WHRW Binghamton.